Today is Friday, January 21st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just got finished watching 30 minutes of candy making. YouTube just recommends things to you. And I believe I had watched one other candy making video either a few days ago or last week. I can't remember, because YouTube recommended it. And I think I even brought it up on Mix Minus last week or something. But for whatever reason, because I watched that one video, now YouTube is recommending all of these candy making videos to me. And I'm not even sure if it's the same channel as what I watched last week. I couldn't really tell if it was the same people or not. But it's like this candy shop in New York called Hercules Candy. I actually think it's a good idea. So I haven't, obviously. I just watched them today. But, and maybe it wouldn't always work. Like, I don't know what the secret sauce is for YouTube. But based on the couple of videos that I watched, it seems that this candy company, when they make a video, they sell out of whatever it was they were making on that video. They have a website with all of this, you know, you can order the candy on the web. So you can watch them make the candy, and then you can go to their website, and you can buy that candy until it sells out, obviously. So you're, I don't know, it's kind of cool. It's, and I don't know, but it looks like they must be doing good, because they get 100,000 views, 50,000 to 100,000. One of the ones I watched had over 1 million views. It was a year ago, so it took a while to get that many views. But anyway, and apparently the son, I don't know how long ago, but whenever they started the channel, the son had decided he was going to do this channel to market, you know, to kind of help his family business, basically. His dad, it's a family business since like early 1900s, and it's been passed along. Anyway, I don't know why I was watching it, but I was, and and so I thought, and I don't even like hard candy. That they were making a lot of hard candy, and it is an interesting process to watch, though. And the tools that they use were very old-fashioned. So we have a voicemail, and I'm going to go ahead and play that. We may have more than one. Oh, yeah, we have two. Okay, we have two voicemails, so we're going to go ahead and play these and see who called. Oh, it's coming out of the wrong. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to admit, you know what? I hope this doesn't impact the recording. I'm going to switch audio inputs during this recording because I don't want to stop recording. So if you guys hear a click or something, my apologies. We'll see how that goes. So now I just have to go to my sound and make sure it's okay. We'll make sure it's going to the correct one. Okay, mid voicemail audio switch. Let's see if this works.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
I just wanted to give you my electrical machine story. I don't do those. That's too much work. But back in the early 2000s, I was going to a gym on McKinney there in Dallas. You were probably still in town at that time.
Oh, it did it. I knew it was going to do it. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I cannot. Because when it's a certain length, it will stop playing. All right, let's.
Hey, I'm going to a gym on McKinney there in Dallas. You were probably still in town at that time. And one of my good friends from the Crossroads Market in the neighborhood was in there, and he was on that elliptical machine, and I was trying to get him to show me how to do it. And he said, "Oh, I'm too busy," and whatever. So I went up to the front desk. I said, "Can y'all have somebody teach me how to ride this ride?" And I was talking about the elliptical machine, and they were laughing up a storm about that because I called it a ride, and which is kind of what I think it is, because you have to go all sorts of different ways. But anyway, when you were telling that story about your elliptical machine, I thought about that, and I thought I'd share that with our Pride 48 family. So anyway, thank you for your shows, and tell Mark and Sydney hi for me, and y'all have a good day. Bye.
Well, thanks for calling, Gary, and apologies to the audience for having so many technical difficulties there. I'm not going to edit them out because you know what? It's you're all like on the behind the scenes version of Geeky Gay. I'm unplugging audio sources and plugging them back in and downloading. Anyway, yeah, why did you call it a ride? When you say a ride, I think about when I was either when Mark and I went to the Grape Festival, and they have all those rides, like the rides that I do not ever want to get on these things because I feel like they're so dangerous. They drive these things around in 18-wheeler trucks, and they put them together in fields. And you have like a roller coaster, not a roller coaster, but those tilt-a-whirl and like all of this other stuff. And you know, and you think, man, what if they just missed a bolt or something, you know? And those people do not look very trustworthy that you see, these carnival people. I don't know. But yeah, no, I don't think of an elliptical as a ride because the other thing I think of is those horsies they have out in front of grocery stores where you put a quarter in and you can let a little kid, you know, ride the horsey or whatever. But I don't even know if they do that anymore. When I was growing up, they would have little horses in front of the grocery store and you'd put a quarter in and, you know, ride the horse. But anyway, but yeah, it's not a ride, Gary. You have to provide the momentum yourself. It's an exercise equipment, but I do appreciate your call. Anyway, we have one more voicemail, so we're going to go ahead and try to listen to that, and hopefully I won't have technical difficulties here. This one looks long as well, so I'm going to just download it because I don't want it to stop halfway through. So let's see if we can do this.
Daniel and Adam, it's Chris and Dennis calling you from the House of Seven Gables in Salem, Massachusetts. Remember Nathaniel Hawthorne?
Oops, that's not for us. But I'm not going to cut it out either. I'm just having so many technical... That's for Mix Minus. If you want to hear that voicemail, you can join me on Mix Minus tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern over at pride48.com. You can join us in the chat room and listen to the live stream. And we'll play that voicemail. I sorted that into the wrong folder earlier. And so I've got a project going on behind me, and I can't remember if I brought it up yesterday, but my rug up here gets very wrinkled because I have this furniture. So I have a rug on top of the carpet because I was trying to separate out the various segments of this room. I have an office/podcast studio section, and then I have a media room section, as I've described before. And so I have a rug that was in my prior studio when we lived in the other house in the townhome. But we had hardwood floors. I had hardwood floors throughout the whole house. Actually, they were those fake hardwood floors, those plastic hardwood. But anyway, we had those all over the house. There was no carpet anywhere. And so my studio back then had that hard surface floor. And so it was very echoey in that room. And that's why originally I bought all the acoustic foam that I have now. Any of you that have seen videos of me like podcasting on YouTube or, I don't know, on a Zoom call for Pride 48 or something like that, you've noticed acoustic foam around me. I bought the acoustic foam because that room in that other house was so echoey. Anyway, I bought a big rug for that room and a rug pad. No problems. You know, I wanted carpet on the floor. So when we moved, I used that big rug as kind of a rug in the media room, the media area of this room, because it's the same room. But the thing is, because I have carpet up here, I didn't realize it, but, you know, when you put a rug on top of carpet and then you put furniture on top of that rug and then you try to sit on it, like you sit on the chair and you're moving around and you're scooting your butt and all this kind of stuff. Well, the rug can get wrinkles in it because the carpet underneath it is soft and allows it to move. So I didn't think about it. So I did some Googling the other day. I'm like, well, how do I fix this? And so basically one of the articles said, oh, you can use a rug pad and that'll help. And it said, and then another article I read, I think this was a separate article, said you use carpet tape, but do it in a crisscross pattern. So I already had carpet tape, but I only had it at either end of the rug, and it's a very large rug. And so even though there was tape, it would still wrinkle in the middle. So I decided I'm going to do the pad with tape, crisscross on every edge, which I did that yesterday. And then I'm going to put the rug on top of that, but I'm going to tape the rug to the carpet pad, also in a crisscross pad. So right now I've got the rug folded over and flattened out to kind of get those wrinkles out. So I can't sit in that area. I was laying on the floor earlier because I got tired of sitting in my office chair. And Mark came up. He's like, why are you laying on the floor? I'm like, well, there's no other seat to sit in because they're all pushed up against the wall. Maybe I'll finish this weekend. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. No, Monday. Have a good weekend.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.